Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, a Honesdale man is in jail after police say he crashed his pickup truck into the state police station. And the local branch of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has seen an influx of interest since the singer's passing. Find out more in the latest edition of Bookmarks. It's Tuesday, September 8th. Let's get into it. We'll start off with that crash. A Wayne County man faces charges after troopers say he drove a beer-filled pickup truck into the Pennsylvania State Police Honesdale station, injuring a communications officer. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the details.
Wade Lewis Ricard, 36, of Honesdale, is being held in the Wayne County Prison in lieu of $6 million bail, according to court records. State police say Ricard crashed his 2012 Nissan Frontier into the front of the station in Cherry Ridge Township at 6:53 p.m. Thursday before fleeing on foot. The collision damaged the station's entrance and communications room, disrupting telephone service, troopers say. A police communications officer working inside the room suffered minor injuries. According to a police affidavit, troopers discovered, quote, numerous amounts of both empty and full Busch Light beer cans in the cab of the truck, and said the odor of an alcoholic beverage emanated from the vehicle. Wayne County 911 informed state police that Ricard was spotted nearby on Ski Run Road, shirtless, shoeless, and with blood on his hand. A trooper responding to the area stopped his vehicle, got out, and advised Ricard to comply with his commands. After being taken into custody, the trooper asked Ricard what he was doing, to which he replied, quote, I'm drunk, the affidavit states. The charges against Ricard include aggravated assault by vehicle while driving under the influence, recklessly endangering another person, and simple assault. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find that full story at WVIA.org. And a different story for you now. Unions force the creation of the 8-hour workday, the 40-hour week, and the weekend, and brought health insurance and pensions into the workplace. Yesterday was Labor Day, and Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA on where the labor movement stands today.
At a time when polling shows Americans' number one concern is the economy and cost of living, organized labor is at a bit of an inflection point. Paul Clark studies and teaches about unions as a Penn State professor. He says there's parallels between now and the late 1800s when Labor Day was born, but employers still called the shots.
Over the last 50 years or so, the pay of workers at the lower end of the pay scale have not improved really at all compared to inflation.
Clark says employers have beaten down the labor movement over the last 30 years, with union membership down to 10% of the American workforce. Then there's the government's involvement. Joe Biden said he wanted to be the most pro-union president in history, and Clark says he largely succeeded. But now?
Trump administration is doing everything they can to keep those workers from organizing a union and having any power. It's exactly what the governments back in the 1800s did.
With major unionization efforts in recent years and growing public support, Clark says he's waiting to see if it's the start of a new movement or just a blip. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to WVIA.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now it's time to talk about books. Here's the latest installment of Bookmarks. Since 1995, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has provided hundreds of thousands of books to children. Since the legendary singer's passing, interest in the program has grown as people around the world learn about Parton's literary legacy. For this edition of Bookmarks, we checked in with Angela Bassani, President and CEO of the United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike County. The United Way is the local partner for the Imagination Library, providing new books every month for children from birth through age 5.
So right now we're able to cover 2,800 children. So 2,800 children in Lackawanna County are able to receive those books every single month through the funding that we currently have locally. And we have an amazing group of volunteers who this is their passion project and they do so much.
Pennsylvania does not provide state funding for the program, so local funding comes from nonprofit partners. Bassani says the United Way pays $30 for 1 year of books per child, and the National Imagination Library Organization handles the rest of the cost and shipping.
You know, when you do the math and you think that 2,800 children are receiving those books every single year, it adds up to $84,000 a year.
Since Parton's passing, Bassani says interest in the program has skyrocketed. The Lackawanna County program has a waiting list of around 500 children, and they need donors to help those children enroll and start getting books.
Perhaps they think Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is fully funding it, and it's not an issue. So we're trying to spread the awareness that it is a partnership, and funds locally are really what make this happen locally. And not every county has a Dolly Parton Imagination Library, so we're lucky that we are able to have one here.
Laura Frank, brand and content coordinator for the United Way, knows firsthand how beneficial the Dolly Parton Imagination Library can be. Both of her children are under 5, and both look forward to finding a new book addressed to them in the mail every month.
My son has been enrolled in it since birth, and when my daughter was born, we signed her up for it as well. And it's honestly been such an amazing experience. My son looks for the books every month now. And it's just like a nice little treat to come home to.
She says both her son and daughter have found some of their favorite books through the program.
He loves, there's one called Ice Cream Face. There's a new one that just came out that's called Forts. We literally just got it this month, and he loves it. My daughter is almost 2 years old, and she just got a book as well, and it was called Birding for Babies. And it was just so cute and so unique, something that, you know, like I wouldn't have thought to get myself. So it's just cool to be introduced to new and different books that, again, like I wouldn't have thought to go out and purchase myself for them.
Bassani hopes to see more people support the local Imagination Library in Parton's honor. The singer's family has even asked her fans to donate.
Dolly created the program because her father couldn't read, and she felt he would have went much further in life if he could have read. She believes that getting books in the hands of children really gives them a pathway forward, and we believe the exact same things.
To support the Dolly Parton Imagination Library in Lackawanna County, Bassani says anyone can donate using United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike's website. That's all for this edition of Bookmarks. Join us again on September 19th. Want to talk about a book you love? Email me at sarahcinto@wvia.org with bookmarks in the subject line. All right, one last thing for the day. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, September 7th through the 13th. In 1900, one of the deadliest hurricanes in U.S. history hits Galveston, Texas this week. More than 6,000 people are reported to be killed, though some believe that number is underestimated. 1903, the Sanborn Map Company surveys Meshopin in Wyoming County, detailing its fire risk. Their maps become a guide for the borough's development. In 1957, it's the week 30-year-old Althea Gibson becomes the first African-American to win the U.S. Open. Vice President Richard Nixon presents her with the trophy. coffee. 2001, America is under attack as hijacked planes target American buildings and landmarks. Nearly 3,000 people lose their lives. And in 2022, it's the week Queen Elizabeth II dies. She's the longest reigning monarch in British history. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
Okay, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a thing. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.